Support for KPLU comes from Peachorama at Metropolitan Market. Metropolitan Market works directly with local and organic peach farmers to offer peaches picked from the top 5% of the tree. Information on harvesting peaches at peachorama.com.
Well, Nancy, after years and years of burning nothing outdoors but charcoal, we finally got a cheap gas grill. And I'm still kind of on the fence as to whether or not I prefer it over the charcoal. You got any thoughts on this?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I love having both of them around. We have a Weber kettle that we've been using for years. It's just a perfect specimen. But turning on a gas grill and throwing a couple steaks or a piece of chicken on there or some shrimp, it's a piece of cake. It's not a pain. You don't love having that ease of convenience?
I do like the convenience. I'm just not convinced this thing is putting out the kind of heat that the charcoal would. But on the other hand, you can be a little more spur of the moment with it.
You can. And you know, we had a gas grill, the same one that was just kind of falling apart, and it was just full of dirt and grime. And finally, we gave it away, and for about 3 weeks recently, had no gas grill at all. And it made me nuts because it's summertime. I didn't even know what to cook. It was making me crazy. So finally, I went out and bought us a new gas grill, and I really so far like it. We haven't used it much, but it sure is beautiful. It's a kind of not one of those expensive Cadillacs of $2,500 grills. God. It's a modestly priced grill.
Really? You can spend that much on a gas grill?
I saw some that they were the real Rolls Royce of grills.
Boy,
and,
yeah.
You know, the guy's all trying to talk me into it, kind of like being in a car salesman's clutches. I promised myself this time that I was going to keep it cleaner. One of the tricks to using a gas grill is you really need to get it hot before you put anything on it. Yeah, you have to preheat it for, you know, 15 to 25 minutes to ensure it gets to the right temperature. And what I like about this grill is it actually has a temperature gauge in it.
Oh, that is convenient. Mine doesn't. I didn't get the Cadillac. I got like the 57 VW Bug of gas grills.
Right. So after you preheat it, you want to use a grill brush on it to scrape all the schmutz off.
I don't know about that.
Really?
Well, sometimes those metal brushes can leave metal bristles behind on the grill, and they subsequently get stuck into whatever you're grilling, and then you eat it, and then it gets stuck into you. And it's not an urban legend. People have had to have surgery to get these metal bristles removed from their intestines. So I use something else than a brush.
And what do you use?
I don't know what it's called. It looks like steel wool, you know, the plastic handle on it, but the wool itself is actually some kind of plastic, so you can't use it when the grill is hot, which I found out the hard way the first time I did try to use it while the grill was hot, and it just melted the whole thing. Some kind of tough plastic, I think. It looks like steel wool, but it's plastic. And when I'm done with the grill, I leave it turned on and covered for about 10 minutes to really, you know, carbonize as much of the goop on the grill as possible. And then when it's cold, you can brush it off with this thing pretty well. Or you could always use just a piece of wadded up aluminum foil. That'll work fine too.
You know, and I can't say enough good things about Steve Rachlin's books. He's a barbecue grill guru guy. And his book, How to Grill, and his barbecue Bible have lots of great information for people, in addition to many recipes. And I would say rush out and get your hands on one of those books if you really want to have some idea about how to deal with both a charcoal and a gas grill.
Eaters, what are your grill tips? Let us know at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. With KPLU food commentator Nancy,
the grill of your dreams,
Leeson, I'm outdoor Dick Stein.